and that's under Larry.
Good morning, everyone. Today is the 2nd of January, Wednesday morning, 2018. I'm reading from the compilation of the King James Version of the Bible from this Daily Light. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Isaiah 42:10, Psalm 81:1-2. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Good morning, Isaac Iqbal and Thomas Scales and Francis. Good morning to all. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Paul thanked God and took courage, knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Acts 28:15, Hosea 1:9. Psalm 40 and Romans 13:11-14. He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Ye are also as lively stones are built up, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5, Hebrews 7:25. Good morning, Howard. Welcome aboard. Well, here we are on the second day of the new year, and takes a little time to adjust from 2018 writing in your checkbook to 2019, doesn't it? We're so used to writing 2018. You know, it kind of always amazes me how quickly time passes by, the brevity of life. It seems like it was just yesterday. I was sitting in a classroom, and I was, you know, how the teacher would always want us to write the dates on our lessons that we turned in. It seems like just yesterday I turned in the lesson, and I wrote January the 2nd, 1966. So that kind of dates me a little bit. Good morning, Alan Taylor. The brevity of life. It passes us by, and we think about how quickly it goes by, and it kind of causes us to pinch ourselves a little bit and realize, wow, you know, it's like an empty vapor. It just kind of passes away, doesn't it? Good morning, Leon Kennedy. Anyway, it's amazing to be how that God in his mercy and grace has given us all things by Jesus Christ. Forgetting those things of the past and remembering Christ daily for what he has done. Where sin abounded, grace much more abounded for us. What a wonderful thing to think on when we remember all of our former sins. But grace is much more abounding for those who've been born again. He has cast all our sins as far as the east is from the west. This will stand up against the devil's accusations. Against us, this will always pass the test. What a wonderful thing to always remember that even though Satan is the great accuser of the brethren, grace is more abounding, assuring us a place in heaven. Amen. Good morning, Pedro Calavendico. Hope you're having a good day today. Well, you know, we are looking forward to that day when all of the trials and tests and pain and suffering and everything we have to go through in this life will pass away. Good morning, Kayla Jatt. Welcome aboard. Well, I want to read this. It's called The Trials of God's Elect. Have you ever had a trial so big and difficult that it felt like to you it was a personal assault? And you could find no relief. It was pressing in so hard that you were considering just throwing in the cards. The trial had gone on with no relief. It was as if you'd been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure. But it was getting hotter and hotter for sure. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be filled with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to listen to the rock. He always cares for his precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this vale of tears we trod. He is the hope of us when we are weary, teary, and blue. He cares. He understands. He'll make a way for you. He knows his people's hearts, their strains and tribulations. That's why he's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord should all our problems be taking. He will sustain us and hold us up, for he is drunk from the most bitter cup. The cup of God's wrath poured out upon him when he was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel tree so that we would live with him eternally. So we all go through trials. Sometimes they are like being put in a skillet of hot grease. But you know what? God's the one that can give us release. Amen. Well, I'm going to read a couple more of these poems before we call it a day today. You know, we have heard, this is called The King is Coming. We have heard the King is coming all our life amid this turmoil and this strife. We anticipate him coming at any time and hear him saying, "Well done, my child," and then everything will be fine. But until that day comes, we will wait for his return and always share the gospel and our candle always burn. Because of his spirit always dwelling in our lives, we'll occupy until he comes, splitting the eastern skies. Well, the last one I want to read for you this morning is called Grace is the Fountain. Grace is the fountain. Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing his praise. It is our anchor amid the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard pressed, with the burdens coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us his love and his smile. And grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way. You all are in our prayers. Continue to remember me in your prayers as well. And he will sustain us and bring us through. Amen. God bless.